Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, May.
our work, buddy. We thank God for you, each and every one. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Thank you for joining in once again to MCI Block Talk Radio. Hey, man, the owner, Apostle Carla McNeil, and her awesome husband, Matthew McNeil. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for what they're doing. We thank God for what God is doing through them. Hey, man, I tell you, God is a good God. I tell you, all the praise belongs to him. Hey, man, you just call his name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hey, man, I'm the type, I love encouraging new beginners. Hey, man, those who just coming into salvation, those who just coming meeting Jesus. I just want to let you know, you get to calling him, you get to listening to him, you get to searching for him. I tell you, it changes your whole life. Hey, man, he's a life-changing God. Hey, man, that'll give you a life-changing experience. Hey, man, to God be the glory. Thank you, all of the champions from UTM Ministries. Amen. Our church, amen, 1921 Darby Town Road in the city of Hemranco, Virginia. I tell you, God has turned it up a notch and given us some responsibility in the portion of the vineyard that he has placed us, and we are looking for a harvest. Come on, somebody, this year. Amen. Come on, you got the new year coming. This year, keep your vow to God. Amen. Everybody on New Year's Eve, we got so many things that we're going to change, so many things we're taking before God, so many things that is deep in our heart we truly intend to change. Amen, somebody. But by the time February get here, amen, some of us have faltered a couple times and we lay it down. But I want to encourage somebody this year in 2022, come on and show somebody what you can do. Amen. Come on, you're going to keep your vow. You're going to keep your promise. You're coming out. You're going higher. Come on, somebody. You're stepping in. Hallelujah. You're warning more. You're praying more. You're reading more. Amen. Because God has some great blessings for you in 2022. Amen. Trust me tonight. We're going to go into the Word of God. I'm going to be in Deuteronomy chapter 28, a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. Very familiar, encouraging portion of Scripture. And the Word of God declares, it says, and if shall come to pass. It shall come to pass if thou shalt. This is a very personal promise from God. That's why he starts it out with, if thou. It doesn't matter how many people do it. It doesn't matter if people start with you and quit. It doesn't matter if people leave you out there believing this alone. Amen. But when we look at these passages of scriptures, this is a personal passage that must be received by an individual. Amen. He says, if thou shalt, that means you don't have to. It's not no commandment. God ain't going to send you to hell for not doing it. But this is a blessing that's available for the believer. The Word of God declares in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works, says the Word of God. But it's not a commandment. You don't have to do what we're going to look into tonight. But if you do, come on, somebody. Those of you familiar with this scripture, if you do, glory be to God. He starts out by saying, glory be to God. It shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken. That word hearken means to listen, to pay close attention. And before we go into this particular portion of scripture, I just want to lay some foundation so that you don't miss it when we go further into what the Lord is saying. I want to lay some foundation because he says, if thou shalt hearken. That word hearken is an old down south word. I know my grandpa used to use it. Hearken means to listen, to pay attention. But if he's not just asking us to listen with our natural hearing, he's asking you to listen to the point. It goes beyond your natural hearing. Good God Almighty. You know how some people say something's going one ear and out the other? Yeah, we heard it, but we didn't hear it. And hearing it is hearkening. The Bible declares, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. But now listen, you know, your hearing, again, this is not a commandment, but this is an instruction that can help your salvation easier, can help your blessings make it to you easier. It can make you more, keep your joy and feel happy and satisfied with your salvation and with your God. But you have to understand what he's saying here. Somebody would say, oh, this is the Old Testament scripture. Yes, this is in the book, the Mosaic book, the Torah, the book of the law, the Pentateuch. Oh, yeah, we understand that this is in the law, the Mosaic books of Moses, the first five. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. For those who don't understand, people say, oh, that's the Old Testament. Oh, this is the New Testament. No, listen, you got to know what got thrown out and what remains. This is a scripture that remained from the Old Testament over to the New Testament. This was not nailed to the tree. This was nailed to the cross. A lot of things in the Old Testament was nailed to the cross. They no longer exist. The Bible says he took away the ordinance that was against us because they were contrary to us by nailing it to his cross. But this wasn't wrong. He ain't nailed this. Why should we get into it? God is still doing this. This is right now for 2022-21 and to his return. So let's look at it, but I want to make sure you get it. Because it's not, like I said, it's not a commandment. But if thou will listen deeper, let it fall further. Can we go to a couple of scriptures? I'm going to show you that the word, it can fall in different places. And you can hear it different ways. Amen? Look, I'm going to share something with us right here real quick. If you look in Matthew chapter 13, I just want to, you all know the parable of the sower. I'm just going to read the revelation of the parable of the sower. And watch what happens here. So we'll know that you can hear it different ways. Sowing seed, they're talking about, is the Bible. When somebody's teaching the Bible, they're sowing seed. And when you hear it, they are being planted. One planted, another water, and then God gives the increase. You see? So whenever you see in the Bible they're talking about seeds, they're talking about sowing word or sowing something that can be regenerated. In this case, we're talking about the word of God. Watch. Hearkening, listening, hearing clearly. How long have we been going to church and still ain't really hearing what the preacher's saying? Not hearing what the Spirit is saying. You're not hearing, glory to God, what the mothers are saying, the prayer warriors. You're not hearing what's being said. But you're right in the building, you see? How can that be? I'm going to show you people, here's five people that could be sitting right next to each other. Watch, they all hear differently. Amen? I got to keep moving because I got to get to my point of the message in Deuteronomy 28. But for now, Matthew chapter 13, watch this. The word of God declares, watch, verse 18 says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. I'm just going to read for a while, so excuse my head down. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside and never had an opportunity to grow because the person was never really truly received it in one ear, out the other. Well, that's the wayside. Right. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places is the same that hear the word. And anon, with joy, they receive it. Shout more than everybody. I know some people, glory be to God, they tear the church up. And then the bar the same night. I mean, that's just their struggle. Because, you know, I don't preach works. That's just what they're going through. But what I'm trying to show you is that the way you receive it, if it's not in the good ground, you're just hearing it. And you may be jumping, you may be screaming, you may be shouting, you may be in agreement with it. But where did it land? When you check in the mirror, where did it land? When you look into the perfect law of liberty, where did it land? Huh? The next morning when you get up, where did it land? I'm not telling nobody to have to get anywhere fast, because God knows in heaven it took me some time to get to where I'm at. And a whole lot of people doubt it, but that doesn't matter. It's where the seed falls. That's what will be produced. Remember that. Not who sowed it, not who watered it. But as if it went in the ground it went in, God will give the increase. Somebody say amen. So watch this. They received it with joy, yet they ain't had no root. And they couldn't endure for a while. But when any soon as tribulation and persecution arrives because of the word, and by it he is offended. Watch. Glory to God. You got some people, they go to church, they stay in church. But we're talking about having the ability to hear in the spirit. to hear the word, to understand it when it's divided rightly, to hear God speaking to you through it. Watch what happened. They heard it. They received it with joy. But when it came time to do some warring, they had no roof. See, you know, warring takes some strength, takes guts, it takes determination, it takes having a heart fixed in a made-up mind. And that gives you all the strength that you need, hallelujah, to hold on to that word. You may not perfect it at first, but if you hold on to it, glory to God, and you hearken diligently, oh, I'm going into Deuteronomy 28, but if you listen when you hear the word and not just catch it in one ear and out the other, it'll fall on good ground. Let's read further, because I'm not talking about the sower tonight, so I got to read through this. But watch what he also says. He says, he also receiveth the seed amongst the thorns. And it's he that heard the word, and the cares of the world choked it out. The riches of the world, it became unfruitful. So what they're saying is, we're going to move forward, but what they're saying is some people, when they got a hold of God and start learning about God, they realized that God was a blesser. They realized that God, hallelujah, blessed those in the kingdom. Maybe they came across some prosperity preaching. Oh, that's been going on for a while. Uh-huh. Like God is a slot machine. See, so once they found that out, that took them out of hearing the word. So that means they saved, they sanctified, they in church, they got faith, but the cares of this world, the blessings that come with serving God, choked them out. Come on, don't be too blessed that you can't go on with God. God can never bless us too much. Come on, somebody. We ought to love him and praise him and thank him and glorify him, but God should be able to give us and not mess us up. But let me get that enough of the story. Let me go ahead and show you this, the last one. But he that receiveth the word into good ground is he that hear the word, watch this, and understand it, which also bear fruit and bring forth some 100. Come on. Some brings forth some 100, some 60, some 34. Watch what they're saying. When it fall on good ground, it produces. I got to keep moving. We're going to get to Deuteronomy 28. That's where we're at tonight. But I want to let you understand before we even go into it, when he says, if thou will diligently hearken, listen, if you let everything inside you say, listen, I'm going to concentrate. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to let the word permeate. No, I ain't coming to you. Okay, let me stop teasing. Listen, you got to hear that word. You got to hear that word for real. You don't believe me? Watch. Can you come over? Watch. Turn me over to Hebrews chapter 2. Watch Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to go there quick. Watch. Therefore, watch what he says, verse 1. You ought to give the more, he said, give more earnest heed. You ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that you heard, meaning that you ought to listen closer. You know why? Because the word can fall in different places. Hallelujah, somebody. The word can fall, glory be to God. You can be feeling bad one day, and that word don't fall on the good part of ground. Y'all ain't talking to me. Huh? You can be, glory be to God, happy one day, and the word fall, and it fall in good ground, and it bring forth fruit. So listen, the word has the ability to fall different places. Hallelujah. That's why we got to stay in it. Because one day you may have got nothing out of that scripture, but the next time you read it, or the next time you heard it, God opened up your revelation. See? So watch this. He said we ought to take the more earnest heed to the things we've heard. Watch what he said next. Lest at any time we should let them slip. That let us understand that, glory to God, you can hear the word, but that don't mean you have the ability all the time to carry out what you heard. If Christians would just carry out all that we didn't heard preached, oh, good God Almighty, we'd be some powerful Christians. All that we talk, all that we say, all that we quote, we'd be powerful. But the word, watch what he said, Romans 8:2. But the law. Watch what he said, those therefore walk not reflect after the spirit. 82 now. For the law of the spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. Watch what he says. It's verse 3. For what the law, the word, the Bible could not do, and that it was weak. God's Bible ain't weak. The words on them pages ain't weak. They stood the test of time and will stand. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the words still will be here. But he said, but the word couldn't do. Why? Because it was weak through flesh. God sent his only son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that we might be the righteousness of God. Amen. See, so listen, what it's all about faith and hearing that word and doing the best you can. Amen? Now with the last 2 minutes that I do have left, glory be to God, we're going to go over to Deuteronomy 28. Amen? Deuteronomy 28. Because that's why he was saying, if you just listen close, if you hearken, if you listen close, he said, glory be to God, I have blessings. He said, but if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, thy God. Well, somebody say, I can't hear God. Thank you, God, sister, preacher, Anel. God bless you, woman of God. Good to know that you're with me. Powerful woman of God right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. City of Baltimore, Maryland. Power in the making. Hallelujah. Walking in it. Talking in it. Praise God. Look, if you diligently listen, watch, to the voice of the Lord thy God. I know somebody saying, I can't hear God. I bear the difference. You can hear God by opening the Bible. That's the first place to learn to hear God. It's in his word. Glory to God. If you go in his word, hallelujah, you'll hear. What I'm preaching tonight is for those that can hear. Glory be to God. If you can hear, you'll hear me now what I'm saying. And you'll hear what God is saying because it's in his word. And when it's in his word, that's him speaking. And he said, if thou will hearken and listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, but not only hear it, but observe to do. How about that? Glory to God. Observe to do it. Hallelujah. Yes, observe to do it. Glory to God. I'm not saying you will do it or perfect it, but at least have it in your heart and mind and soul to do it, to carry it out. Hallelujah. Why are we going to keep hearing the word of God with no intentions of bringing it forth? Come on, somebody. Why are we going to keep hearing that we got power but never bringing it forth? We cannot, hallelujah, continue to say, I'm more than a conqueror and bowing down to everything. We cannot do that. We have to listen to what's being said, then observe to do. We have to try to do. Glory be to God. Watch what he says. If we observe to do all that is commanded, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Above all nations of the earth. Can I show you this? He said that if you do that, God will set thee on high. I just want to let us know today, you can be in church a long time. You can switch churches. You can chase after your gift. Come on. You can see how much room it's making. Come on, somebody. But you certain places in God you can never get to. There's some places in God you can't get to unless he set you there. Listen to me. Unless he set you there, you'll run around, you'll bang your head against the wall, you'll waste years trying to produce something, hallelujah, that God has not set for you to be there. Come on, somebody. If God did not set for you to be there, it's not going to work. Hallelujah. He says, I will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Watch what he says. I'll set you in a place. Watch what God is saying. And if I miss, y'all finish the rest of this. Finish reading it. Because I want y'all to catch this. That's why I'm only in verse 2 right now. But he said at the end of verse 1, I will set you. I will take you from where you at and set you where I desire for you to be. And watch what God said here. And where I'm going to set you, all of these blessings. Come on, somebody. He said, all of these blessings shall overtake thee. Why are you preaching so slow? because I'm trying to stop people from chasing blessings. You should not be chasing blessings. Blessings should be overtaking you or chasing you, so to say. We chase blessings. We try to create things to bring blessings. We stay away from things that we think is no blessing in. Come on, somebody. But we chasing the blessing, and the Bible says if you would just listen where I sent you at, they'll overtake you. And somebody's saying, oh, no, 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 no. I got to do something to get it. Can I show you you don't have to do something to get it? Look at the book of, look at Hebrews chapter 11. Watch. For without faith, Hebrews chapter 11, it's impossible to please God. Watch what he says. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Watch. That's faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He must first believe that he is. Watch. And he is a rewarder. But watch his revelation of the scripture. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you're not careful or don't have the revelation, you think God is paying people to seek him. No, that's not what he's saying. Come on, people of God. God is not paying you to seek him. Hallelujah. While he may be found, the revelation of the scripture is what he's trying to tell us. If you have faith and you hearken into his word and you in a pursuit after him, you a God chaser. You're not chasing his hand. You're chasing his heart. Glory be to God. You got your ear to his mouth. That's diligently seeking him. Now watch. That means the rewards are already in God. Hear me close so you can catch the revelation. The rewards, the blessings, are already in God. So if you diligently seeking him, watch. That means you want more and more. Watch me. And more. That means you want more. So that means you done found him, but you're running in him. You're hungry and thirsty. You want more. You diligently seeking him, and you already up in him. Watch this. You're already up in him, but you're seeking him so hard. Glory to God. You're running off. Man, blessings is all in God. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. The blessings is all up in God. And because you're on a pursuit for God, because you love God, because you spend time with God, the blessings overtake you because you're running all up in them. Hallelujah, somebody. Keep running. Keep running up in the blessings. He ain't rewarding us for seeking him. The blessings are in him. So if you diligently seeking him, you can't help but hit the blessings. Come on, somebody. The blessings can't help but overtake you. You're not chasing after blessings. You're chasing after God, and his blessings all up in him. Hallelujah. Somebody caught that. He said they'll overtake you. Your blessings will overtake you. If you listen to the voice of the Lord our God. You know, he goes on to say, you'll be blessed. I like this part right here. Now, why? Hallelujah. Because he said, you'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. That means wherever God sets you. He don't got to set you in New York City. He can set you down in Idaho where ain't nothing but honey trees and you still be blessed. What are you saying, Bishop? When you're blessed, you're just blessed. You're blessed coming out. Come on, somebody. Who know about that? You're blessed going in. Come on, somebody. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the fields. You're blessed on your job. You're blessed in your church. Y'all ain't talking back to me. You're blessed over your in-laws. You're blessed over your friend's house. You're blessed walking down the street. If you're blessed, hallelujah, you're just blessed. God is assuring us that I give things that can never, hallelujah, be taken from you by the devil. So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for each and every one, amen, that's tuned in. Praise God. I tell you, I'm early tonight. And I thank God for that. I didn't know I was that early. Let's look deeper into the word of God. I didn't think I would make that much more. But I thank God. I thank God for my awesome sister in Delaware, my dear friend in Baltimore, Annell, glory to God, and Evangelist Maxine Wilson, glory be to God. I see my wife on there, glory be to God. She's, hallelujah, doing this Christmas stuff for the church, and we thank God for those who's catching that. But MCI Blog Talk, I thank God for the listeners. Let's go ahead further in the Word of God. Amen. Watch what he says. Blessed shall thou be, shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flock of the sheep. What God is saying, I'm going to bless you so much that I'm going to make sure you're here to enjoy it. He said, if I should tarry and not come, if the Lord don't come, watch what I'm saying. We have to believe God that, listen, if God's going to bless us and set us at, in certain places, it's the will of God for you to enjoy it. If we're listening to God, God has a plan. He has a way, come on somebody, that you can enjoy increase and it not affect the blessing. The blessing will come with the increase and you won't affect it by your walk, by you listening or not. He said, all we got to do is stay in the Word. Walk by the Word. Glory to God. And all these things is going to line up. So glory to God, the diligence is lining up with the Word. If we line up with the Word, good God Almighty, he's telling us that everything else is coming in right behind us. Everything else is going to line up right behind you. You got to have faith in your faith. That's all right, woman of God. I appreciate that. Faith in your faith. That's right. And you got to believe it. You got to believe what you heard. You got to accept what you heard. That is not be according to what you wrote in your vision. Maybe you were wrong just a little. Maybe you seen a little differently when you were younger in him. But now you're grown in God. Hallelujah. And you have to have faith. I like that, evangelist. Now, I like that because it's hard for me to say McGloy, and that's why. But I thank God for you because, you know why? You have to have faith in who you are in God. You have to have faith that he loves you, faith that he's speaking to you, faith that he won't break his promises to you. You have to have faith in him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, because if you have faith and you line up in this word, God said, I'm going to cause everything to line up with you wherever you at. Wherever you go, what God's saying is, what I place on you, hallelujah, it works everywhere. It works in the White House. Come on, somebody. It works in the projects. God said, I'll put such an anointing on you. Good God Almighty, it don't matter if you're in the city or if you're in the field. Come on, somebody. It don't matter. You'll be bearing fruit. You'll be sharing fruit. Come on, somebody. You'll be giving and doing the work because of that blessing that's on you. Amen, somebody. He said, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. You know what he's talking about? We're living in a time right now. I'm trying to be brief. But we're living in a time right now. And my wife used to always say, you know what? The problem ain't going to be money. My wife always says, no, listen. People are going to have money. Y'all know we're getting close to the rapture. Y'all know we're getting close to the tribulation period. Y'all know we're getting close to one world government. We want to talk about staying focused in God. God got that. I know it's different ministries that, but no, we're focused. Hallelujah. We're focusing on adding to our faith. We're focusing on staying focused. We're focusing on hearing God. So when the last trump and the voice of the archangel sound, hallelujah, we're hearing it. We're hearing it. But I get back to what I was saying. Okay, my wife always says, the problem is not going to be having money. The people going to have the money, but ain't going to be nothing on the shelf. My God, I've been seeing that lately. What I desire to buy, they don't have. I have to compromise and buy something now, but I'm seeing deeper now. And I see the scripture now even more. He said, I'm going to bless your basket. Watch what he said. Watch what he said. He says, blessed shall be thy basket and the store, or the storehouse. Glory be to God. God said, I'm going to give you enough money because I'm going to bless your money and I'm going to bless the storehouse. I'm going to bless your pocketbook. Just keep hearing me. Keep let me lead you in your giving. Let me lead you in your tithing. Let me lead. Keep hearing me, and I'm going to bless your basket, and I'm going to bless the store. You're going to have both. You have an overflow. Come on, somebody. Ah, hallelujah to God. God's going to send you right to where the blessing is, like he did Peter. Go get that first fish, you see. It's a blessing there. Ha! Glory to God. And God is going to bless you to the point, hallelujah, your basket going to be full, and your store going to be full. You ain't going to be able to do nothing but sow some more and bless somebody else. Hallelujah! Blessed. You'd rather be a giver. Yes, amen. The Bible declares that it's better to give than to receive. And God said, I'll make you a giver. I'll have you so full. I'll have fruit producing from you. Hallelujah. Money flowing from you. It's almost that time that God, hallelujah, is ready to pour out in this last day. I mean, he's going to pour out enough that's sufficient for you. If you hear, that's how God is moving now. God is not letting everybody fall by the wayside. I don't care what pandemic comes. Every church is not closing. And everybody is not backsliding. God is taking care of some of us. Come on, if you believe it. God is taking care of you. He said, all you got to do is listen to me diligently. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to set you in a place, glory be to God, where everywhere you go, Hallelujah, you're full. You're blessed. I'm going to bless everything around you. He said, blessed shall thou be when thou come in. Glory be to God. Woo! I don't know. I see so vivid. Good God Almighty. And I go so many places. Hallelujah. And I know that God said every place that the sole of my foot has treaded upon his mind. But I love going a lot of places in the spirit. See, I don't go a lot of places in the natural. But I believe this naturally and spiritually. Every time I go in, I'm blessed. Good God Almighty. If I go into a situation, if God lead me to something, when I go in, it's blessed. I don't go in nothing that I don't bless. How about the y'all? You ought to have so much blessings, glory be to God. Everywhere you turn, every atmosphere you hit, you can walk right in the middle of chaos and bless it. Hallelujah. When you hear God. Because either God will tell you to go in or he say don't go in. But if he send you in, you bless going come on somebody. And you're blessed coming out. Hallelujah. No harm shall befall thee. Not as any plague come near your dwelling. Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. It's some places we got to go into. Book of Jude told us to go into the fire. Go into it. It's people burning, hallelujah. But we're blessed, and we can be blessed going in, hallelujah. And he says, when you go in, hallelujah, you're blessed. I'm going to bring you out. I just heard something in the spirit. If somebody come across the sound of my voice and you going through right now, I mean, does that mean you in something right now? I want to let you know God's going to bring you out. You're blessed when you went in. You might not have thought it. You may not have felt it. You may have been crying going in. Y'all ain't talking back to me. You might have been almost out of your mind going in. But I want to tell you tonight, God's going to bring you out. If you believe it, say amen in your heart. God's going to bring you out. He's not going to leave you in it too long. Hallelujah. If God took us to it, he'll bring us through it. Amen. So you're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. Amen. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you. Y'all hear that? The Lord shall cause. The Lord shall cause your enemies. For the Bible gave me power over all my enemies. Yes, he did. But that don't mean for you to do nothing. You don't carry out no power. You got to hear God. God is going to deal with your enemies the way he decided to deal with them. We have a certain way he told us to deal with our enemies. Come on, somebody. For those that despitefully use us. Come on. For those who persecute us for righteousness' sake. We have to hear God. Because if we don't hear God, we're going to take care of our enemy. We may not go looking for them to take care of it. We may not be starting nothing to take care of it, but every time one of our enemies rise up, we go try to deal with it. Ah, come on, y'all know some of us got that spirit. Oh, I'ma deal with it. You don't know who you talking to. I'ma deal with it. No! Hear God. You're gonna take away your own blessing. You're gonna take away your blessing. You have to let God deal with your enemies. Because he will. But watch how he said he's gonna deal with them. He said that the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten. That's showing us God wants to deal with them his own way. Because smitten means an attack that was strategically sent to that person. Nobody has the authority to smitten anyone. We try. We go to all kind of people to try to get them to work something on somebody. You can't work nothing on nobody. Especially not no child of God. But he says, the Lord is going to smitten them. That don't mean he's going to kill them. He don't always got to smitten them with death. He can smitten them with conviction. Y'all don't hear me. He can smitten, y'all, I thought about, he can smitten them with pain. He can smitten them, come on, with poverty. He can smitten them with all kind of things. It don't have to always be something bad. Maybe he's going to smitten them with the right mind. Maybe they were out of their mind, and glory be to God, they didn't have no love. And he's going to smitten them with the love of God in their heart by the Holy Ghost. We don't know how God is going to deal with a person. Maybe God's going to save them and make them be your footstool and bless you. Is that all right? We don't know. So we must let God deal with people that are our enemies or that rise up against us. He says, they shall... Okay. I don't know how to ease this one up. Y'all know I ease things up. Come on now. Look. The only time you're going to have to deal with them is when God puts you in position to deal with them. And you're going to come out victory. Remember, blessed going in, blessed coming out. Now, God said, I've got your enemies. But if I decide to smitten them through your hand, then they're going to come at you. They're going to put you in a position, a situation, where you've got to make a decision. Come on. But they already been smitten. They don't know it. They don't know that God is taking your back. Come on, somebody. They don't know that God got your back. They don't know that God watching over you. And they don't know that they have become your enemy. And they don't even know that they've been smitten. And God may have them still right there in front of you. But we got to hear God. Because we got to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. But God said, listen, if they in your presence, hallelujah, and they cause you to make a decision, if they come up against you, if you hear me, they're going to come one way and they're going to flee. They're going to flee seven ways. You don't have to fight, glory to God. You just have to hear God. Hallelujah. You just have to set yourself where God set us and hear God. No weapon formed against you can prosper when you're hearing God. You're more than a conqueror when you're hearing God. You have the strength of 1,000 men when you hear God. You can leap over walls and run through troops when you hear God, hallelujah. And you, even if your enemy come up against you, if financing come up against you, it's going to have to bless you 7 times more. Y'all don't hear me on that one. But if it's come one way, it's going to adjust and go 7 ways. Hallelujah. He's going to give you 7 times more. The enemy always going to try to mock God, going to try to be a counterfeit. See, God said, listen, if you come one way, I'm going to make him flee 7. So that's why he tried to say, well, if I leave out by myself, I'm going to come back with 7 more words. No, he's just trying to act like God. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Tell him he's got no power. He's got no authority. Hallelujah. And he can't give blessings. Blessings come from God. Hallelujah. He says, they'll come one way, but they'll flee 7. He said, the Lord shall command the blessings upon thy storehouses and upon what? And upon thou settest thy hand, anything that thou settest thy hand to do. God is saying, I'm going to keep your shelter. I'm going to bless your house. And that glory be to God, it's not always seeming that way. Because there's seasons in God. And it's hard to understand because if I read it and hear you say, I'm listening to God saying, you go bless my house, I expect my house to be blessed. Watch now. But if I'm looking at the manifestation, which is not God, it's the enemy trying my faith, I think my house ain't blessed because it's what the devil doing in it. Hallelujah. But if you go in before God, you pull down them strongholds, you cast down imaginations and every high thing that's rising up against the knowledge of God, and you bring your home back into captivity, into the obedience of Christ in the spirit. Hallelujah to God. Guess what? Your house is blessed. Come on. Your storehouse is blessed. Watch what he says. He said, I'm going to bless your storehouse. Glory be to God. He says, and all that thou set thy hands to do. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to give you a vision. He said, I'm going to, anything your hands touch, the blessing will be on it. Just hear me, God is saying. Halabashindia. Just hear me. The blessings will be upon your hands, upon your mind, in your storehouse, all around you, in the city, in the field, going in, going out. If thou would just hearken, ha, unto the voice of the Lord thy God. How can I hear you, God? Start in his word. Start in his word tonight, champion. If you have not developed a relationship with God where you can just know in your spirit what God is saying, what he's doing, just get in his word. It'll come. Can I tell you one thing? I heard a preacher say maybe around 30 years ago. I never forgot it. I'm not sure if he knew how deep it hit my spirit when he said it, but I heard it. He said, every human being that's born, their life is right in this 66 books. Your life is in this Bible. Oh, I'm going to leave that alone. I said it's in here. The will of God for your life is right in here. The path, right in here. Hallelujah. The strength, right in here. The grace, right in here. The mercy, right in here. Oh, I'm telling somebody something. It's here. This is where it's at. You got to hearken. You got to hear God. And if you ain't in here enough, hallelujah, you ain't going to just start hearing him one day. I'm walking up the street, eating the tuna fish sandwich. No, it ain't going to happen like that. When I heard the voice of God, no, it ain't going to happen like that. You got to get in his word. I know who, somebody said they heard God, that's when they heard God, and the voice came out the alley and said, and God said, give me a bite of that sandwich. Nah, I'm sorry, come on, let's get back in the word. I'm still in the spirit now. I just want you to know it ain't going to happen like that. We're closing. You ain't going to hear the voice of God calling to you out in no alleyway, begging for a bite of your sandwich. Hallelujah. Putting you back in charge. Where you can say, if you God, make your own sandwich. That's what I would say. But today I'm saying to you, Bishop Theron A. Butler, in the word with you, in the undisputed word, hear God. Your life is right here. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saying to the church. Can I close right here? I want to close. I just heard it in my spirit. It's heard it in my spirit. In Revelation. Do you have an ear to hear God? Are you letting God develop your ear to hear God? Blessed is the man, that heareth these words. Do you understand me today? Jesus said, Revelation 22 and 12, he said, then behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that what? Do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and to enter in through the gates of the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers, idolaters, and whosoever maketh a lie. Oh, come on, somebody. I just want to close out right here. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. Come on. Say, come. Hallelujah. Come. And let them take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth these words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written therein. If any man shall take away from the words of this book, come on, of the prophecy, God shall take away his part in the book of life and out of the holy city. And from these things which are written in the book thereof. Okay, I might got to read the last verse of the Bible. He would testify these things, said, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. What are you saying, Bishop? Blessed is the person that hear these words. Time is running out. He said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Just want to encourage somebody in this holiday season. We're coming up on a new year. And I want to let you know that, behold, God is coming. Somebody said, well, y'all been saying that. That means he's even closer. Because we've been saying it. He's on his way. His reward is with him. If you would hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all that is written, blessed shall thou be. He's going to set you on high. Come on, he's going to open up doors. He's going to let you enter in. You'll be blessed going in and blessed coming out. The enemy will flee from you like wax that melts before the fire. I want to thank you for joining in today. I want you to continue to join in. Once again, a way of announcement. Our Thunderous Thursdays have gone into a second season and have shifted days to Shekinah Sunday. 4 p.m. Come on with us, Facebook Live, and hear a word from the Lord. Because we're always in the Word. And if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. We love you. See you next week in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you.